Our next guest, he is somewhere in the building. Everyone has duties tonight, but he joins us on the phone. He is an eight-year Vancouver Canuck and now the special advisor to the GM in Florida with the Panthers. He's Roberto Luongo. Welcome to the show. Lou, how are
you? Thanks, guys. Good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's I'm not sure what you know when you were in this rink last. But it's a pretty cool setup tonight for a pretty special evening.
Yeah, it is. It looks gorgeous. I saw some pictures earlier today on Twitter about with the setup in the rink, and it looks beautiful. And just looking forward to enjoying the night and celebrating the Twins.
Well, and you know, your time with the Twins goes back to when you were acquired via trade from the Panthers. You know, I mean, I can't believe it's been like 14 years ago now. Yeah. But what was your first memory of getting to know Henrik and Daniel Sedin?
My first memory is probably trying to figure out which one was which for the first first year or so. So that was my main concern at the beginning. I didn't want to get the names wrong, but obviously getting to know them and being their teammate, realizing what such great guys they are and how much they care about everybody and they're always in a good mood and they're always put the team ahead of themselves. So other than the fact that they're great players, I think that's what stood out to me the most.
When people ask you about the Sedins, especially on a night like this and in a week like this, what's always the first thing, Roberto, that comes to your mind?
How much they deserve it. I think they worked so hard for this organization on the ice and off the ice as well in the community. They're always involved, and I can't think of two better faces to represent the city. So I mean, it's totally deserving, and I'm happy that they're finally being celebrated, and I'm here to be part of that.
Well, and you guys went through a lot of ups and downs, obviously getting to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, but all those journeys together and having those guys be as consistent as they were on the ice, but also off the ice. I think one of the things that we've heard so much about talking about the Sedins is the way they approach life every single day was so consistent. You didn't see them really have bad days.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what's impressive. And I tried to learn from them on that side of it because, a lot of times, things don't always go well. And sometimes in the harder times, you couldn't even tell that they were having a rough day or a rough patch or they were in a cold streak or whatever it may be. I think they always came into the rink the same way every day with a smile on their face. And I think that's important. And I took a lot for myself away from that and tried to, imitate that going forward. And I think I learned and later on in my career, I think it really helped me out when I was going through some more difficult times.
Roberto Luongo joins us here on Sportsnet 650. It's the program. Andrew Walker, Satyar Shah from Rogers Arena on Sedin night. There's chemistry. Like, lots of players have chemistry, defense pairs or lines or duos or whatever. And then there's what these guys had. And, it bordered on, it was DNA, right? It was almost telepathy. Did you ever see... how did that shine through to you? Did you see anything even comparable at all in your NHL career?
No, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, in Florida, we have Barkov and Huberto that are on a different level, but not on the level of the Twins. I think they just knew where each other was on the ice at all times, without even having to look at each other. That's what was impressive. They always talked about play, so that they knew that when they were on the ice, they knew where they were at all times. So. That's why sometimes you scratch your head and try to figure out how they made that pass. But like I said, they were on a different level as far as that's concerned, and they were always talking about plays and making sure that they knew where each other were on the ice at all times.
Yeah, you played with them for so long, but then you had to play against them, and they had the one big milestone goal against you here at Rogers Arena, which was a cool moment. What was the most difficult part of being in that crease when they were on the ice as opponents?
When they scored,
yeah.
I think you practice with them every day, and you build that little bit of competition, and then when I came back to play against them, you didn't want them to score on you, but I think if I'm not mistaken, they probably scored every time I came in here. So Hank had that big goal against me, so obviously that was a big milestone for him. I'm not sure if I'm happy I was part of that or not yet, but
you'll get there.
Yeah, exactly. But it was cool to be there for that.
What was your favorite memory of playing with the Sedins, but also that group all together? Does it go back to 2011? Because I know it's one of those bittersweet things, right? Yeah. And I know it's the same thing for a lot of fans, because fans growing up through that time, they loved the journey, but the end result was just so heartbreaking. But what was your favorite memory of playing with the Sedins and also that team being together?
Yeah. Well, there were so many. I can think of five or six off the top of my head. I mean, the first one that comes to mind was actually my first year in Vancouver, the goal they scored in quadruple overtime against Dallas in game one. You know, that was a textbook Sedin. I think also the Danny goal scored between the legs against Calgary. That one always was one of the nicest goals I've ever seen in the NHL. So, you know, we had some great moments in the playoffs as well, of course. And you know, they had scored some big goals against San Jose and things like that. But to me, those two moments are the ones that stick out the most.
Did you make it to town in time to catch up with people? Did you see teammates?
I haven't seen anybody yet. I got in last night, so I'm looking forward to actually seeing everybody today and spending some time and watching the game with the guys and catching up and seeing how everybody's doing. So it's going to be fun.
The Canucks are playing pretty well. They're still in first in the Pacific. This might be the year that we're hoping it is anyway, that playoff hockey returns to this town.
Yep.
You know, what does that mean to you? What memories do you have of Vancouver as a hockey town come playoff time?
It's the best memories I have. I mean, there's no nothing like it. The atmosphere, not only in the arena, but in the city, right? It's it's electric, and then everybody put the flags on the cars and the whole thing. So everybody's talking about Canucks. They're wearing their jerseys. So it gets you excited, you know, just to be playing hockey at a whole different level. So, you know, right now they're in first place. They're playing well, and you know, hopefully they can keep it up because, you know, the city, it's different when it's playoff time and the Canucks are in it.
I know this night is about the Sedins and also the Canucks on being in a playoff race, but, you know, you're going to be here on the ice as well during the ceremony. What are your emotions going through, you know, being on the ice here at Rogers Arena in this organization?
Yeah, listen, I'm always excited to come back, so it's fun. It's fun to be here. I mean, when I came back a few times as a player, I always enjoyed it and had a ton of fun, and tonight is obviously I won't be playing, but I'll be, you know, with some old teammates and obviously celebrating the Sedins. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I was really honored when Hank and Danny asked me to come, and you know, I'm glad I was able to make it.
I know Ryan's been asked about this, and he's been very forward about how everything that happened when he was here, and also how he wishes he would handle things differently, and how he's looking forward to meeting the fans again and them getting over certain things. For you, do you think it's important to be recognized by this organization at some point, whether it's at retirement or having your name in the Ring of Honor? Like, do you think of those things when it comes to your time in Vancouver? Because it's obvious. I mean, you were the best goalie that this organization had, and your stats are still there. I mean, it was a golden era of Canucks hockey, and you were a big part of that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was probably the, you know, most important time in my career, the 8 years that I spent here. So, you know, other than that, it's really, you know, it's not up to me to decide. I mean, obviously, I enjoy my time here. Like you said, like you guys said earlier, you know, there were some ups and downs, but I think you can say that about anybody. And, you know, at the end of the day, I love, you know, my time here. And we came one game away from winning a Stanley Cup. And you know, I have nothing but great memories, you know, playing for the Canucks and for the city. So, you know, only time will tell, but I'm good. I'm good either way. I love coming back here and seeing everybody and spending time in the city.
Roberto Luongo, our guest. It's the Blackhawks are the opponent tonight. That was, you know, no accident. The Canucks asked that they could be the opponent. And it's funny, 2011 feels like a long time ago, but yet on the ice tonight is going to be Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and Duncan Keith, right? The familiar opponents. Are you guys had such a rivalry? Like when I say those names, what do you go back to? Is it tough to shut it off almost, but they're still their team's best players?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, the playoff series we had against them, and, you know, Q is our coach in Florida, so we talk about it all the time. So you know, it's those are fun times to talk about. You know, it was I was actually talking to Q about it right before I came down, and he was saying that you know, reminiscing about all the playoff series and how fun they were and how intense they were. And so it's always, you know, we didn't win every series, I know, but we won a big one, and that's what makes it a great rivalry, right? So you win some and you lose some, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's nothing like that intensity that they always had with Chicago.
Also, I don't know if you saw the anniversary today, but 10 years ago today, the Olympics were getting started here in Vancouver. What was your fondest memory of that team that won gold here at the arena?
I mean, obviously, it was a great 2 weeks, and just one of the best experiences of my life. And just thinking back on the gold medal game, the range of emotions, you know, and going from winning to you know, getting tied up in the last minute and feeling deflated, but, you know, able to come back and regroup ourselves after the break and then going into overtime. And, you know, obviously the golden goal is what everybody's going to remember. And I still look at, you know, sometimes some things come up online, whether it's the goal or the overtime or whatnot, and it still gives me the chills to see that stuff. So it's a special part of history, especially in Vancouver here.
Hey, we appreciate the time, Roberto. Enjoy tonight. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and I know you'll get a great ovation when you get announced tonight.
Well, and also you're gonna get your jersey retired on March 7th coming up in Florida. How exciting is that gonna be for you?
That's gonna be great. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to seeing how tonight goes, and
get some pointers from Henrik and Daniel. See what to say and what not to say, for instance.
Exactly. So I wish I had a twin that would go up there with me, but I will be by myself. So, but it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it, and obviously, I've devoted most of my career to two great franchises, and I'm happy that my name and number will be going up in the rafters, but. I'm just as excited for tonight.
All right, good thing is fantasy football season is over, so you can't make trades between the announcements.
Thank you.
It's a trade freeze. By the way, are you speaking tonight? Are we going to get to hear you?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I was not asked, unless it was like a surprise or something.
Don't have everything ready. All right, thanks, Lou. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.